This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart Sherring Tobgye inaugurated Gyal Sien Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu this morning. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. The development of the 150-bedded hospital has been supported by India in two phases. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Gyal Sien Jetsun Pema Wangchuk Hospital stands as a shining example of India-Bhutan partnership in healthcare. After the inauguration, Prime Minister left for New Delhi. In a special gesture, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, accompanied by Prime Minister Tobgye, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This has been a very special Bhutan visit and he had the opportunity to meet the King, PM Tobgye and other distinguished people of Bhutan." Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi assured Bhutan's top leadership that India will stand by the Himalayan Kingdom in its quest for development. The two countries also signed agreements in the fields of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture, and finalized the MOU on the establishment of rail links between the two nations. In Russia, over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire in a concert hall near capital Moscow last night. Russian state media TASS reported that three armed men opened fire inside the Crocus City Hall concert venue. A large fire engulfed the roof of the complex and the Russian special forces were deployed to the scene. A SWAT team was called to the area and more than 70 ambulances, teams and doctors were assisting the victims. The Islamic State Khorasan ISISK has claimed responsibility for the attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims." He said, "India stands in solidarity with the government and the people of the Russian Federation in this hour of grief." United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres expressed shock at the attack and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. The US, UK, EU, France, Spain and UAE also expressed shock. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party is scheduled to meet at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to finalize the names of the candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from the states. The Election Commission has appointed new district magistrates for four districts of West Bengal. The poll body had ordered the transfer of district magistrates of Purba Medinipur, Jhargram, Purba Bardhaman and Birbhum districts ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal was sent to Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 28th of March by the Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi yesterday in connection with the excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate said that the AAP leader was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. The Delhi Chief Minister was produced before the court following his arrest by the ED on Thursday night. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court denied an interim protection from arrest to the AAP chief in connection with the summons issued to him by the agency in the liquor policy-linked money laundering case. AAP leader and minister in the Delhi government, Atishi, has said that Mr. Kejriwal will continue as the Delhi Chief Minister. She said no constitutional provision requires him to resign. In cricket, defending IPL champions Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in the inaugural match last night at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. CSK overhauled the target of 174 in 18.4 overs with 6 wickets in hand. Rachin Ravindra scored 37 of 15 balls for Chennai. Earlier, electing to bat first, Royal Challengers Bangalore amassed 173 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Two matches will be played today. In the first match, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m. while Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.